Recorded Books and One Click Digital present The Sea Keeper's Daughters by Lisa Wingate, narrated by Kate Forbes. Chapter 1. Perhaps denial is the mind's way of protecting the heart from a sucker punch it can't handle. Or maybe it's simpler than that. Maybe denial in the face of overwhelming evidence is a mere byproduct of stubbornness. Whatever the reason, all I could think standing in the doorway, one hand on the latch and the other trembling on the keys, was, this can't be happening. This can't be how it ends. It's so quiet. A dream should make noise when it's dying. It deserves to go out in a tragic blaze of glory. There should be a dramatic death scene, a gasping for breath, something. Denise laid a hand on my shoulder, whispered, "Are you all right?" Her voice faded at the end, cracking into jagged pieces. "No." A hard, bitter tone sharpened the cutting edge on the word. It wasn't aimed at Denise. She knew that. "Nothing about this is all right. Not one single thing."
"Yeah."
Resting against the doorframe, she let her neck go slack until her cheek touched the wood. "I'm not sure if it's better or worse to stand here looking at it, though. For the last time, I mean. We've put our hearts into this place." Denial reared its unreasonable head again. I would have called it hope. But if it was hope, it was the false and paper-thin kind. The kind that only teases you.